Watching TV and driving at the same time is a bad idea.
Left.
Left?
Right.
Right?
No, left! Way to go, Eugene!
Driving and listening to Odyssey, that's a different story.
I can't believe it. I didn't stall.
That's wonderful! Now go get some help!
Now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club. Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
We're about 5 minutes out from Tinjil, guys. The rain's cleared up for a moment, so we should have a smooth landing, Whit.
Oh, that's good to know, Jeff. Is any of this starting to look familiar, Jason?
Well, vaguely. Except for those airstrips. They weren't here last time.
Mission Aviation Fellowship worked with the local tribes to build them a few months ago. The only way to reach the people in these remote jungles is by plane.
Or by foot, which I don't recommend, by the way. When I came here several years ago, I was visiting a few other tribes on the island. The leaders mentioned a village that no Westerners had visited in years. It wasn't on a map, and it would be risky to find it.
So, naturally, you couldn't resist.
Naturally.
How did the people in Tinjil react to you?
Well, actually, they were very receptive to the gospel. For centuries, they practiced a spiritual religion. You know, initiation rites, magic, charms, secret words.
Secret words?
Yeah, words that can't be said out loud for fear of upsetting the spirits. After living in fear for years, hearing that there was a God who loved them was welcome news to them.
How did Jody James get involved? She's been in Tinjil for as long as I've been working with MAF.
Well, I didn't speak the language, so I had to communicate through the few villagers who spoke English. We found Jody through the Universal Press Foundation. She spoke the language well enough and wanted to go. In fact, she insisted on it.
Now, I wish she could have been along today. She's been asking for those translations for a long time. If only the team could have finished the work sooner.
Well, with 800 different languages spoken in Papua, it's a slow process.
Yeah, I know, but the look on her face when we start handing out those new Bibles in the villagers' language would have been priceless.
Have you gotten any updates on her health?
She'll probably be in the hospital for a few more weeks. You don't get over malaria quickly.
Oh, that's what's always worried me in this part of the world. You know, I can deal with people trying to hurt me, but mosquitoes? Whew, there's something terrifying in knowing that an insect bite can kill you. Speaking of which, have you taken your malaria pills today, Dad?
Well, that's the third time you've asked, Jason, and for the third time, yes.
All right.
PK, Mike, Alpha, Foxtrot, this is dispatch. Come in, please.
This is PK, Mike, Alpha, Foxtrot. Go ahead.
We've been a medical evacuation flight in Trikora.
Is it serious?
Boy with a broken arm.
Okay, I'll drop off my passengers and the cargo and head over there.
Thanks, Jeff.
Well, it looks like you two get to have all the fun.
Sounds fair to me.
I'll be back to pick you up on the 18th. There should be plenty of supplies until then, and you can use the radio to contact me if there's a problem.
Well, that's more than I had last time. We'll be fine. Thanks, Jeff.
Oh, and I know the kids will ask about flying. Tell them if they memorize some verses by the time I get back, I'll take them on a plane ride to see the ocean.
I'm sure they'd love that.
That's the village ahead. Let me pray for you.
Oh, we'd appreciate it.
Father, we thank you for this opportunity to bring the truth to the people of Tinjil. Guide Whit and Jason's words even as you guide their steps. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's good to have you back, Jason. And it is an honor to meet your father.
Thank you, Basu. My son speaks very highly of you.
So much has changed since you were here, Jason.
I barely recognize the village. That well is new, isn't it?
It is. We don't have to travel long distances for fresh water anymore. You remember that hill we had to climb?
My knees ache just thinking about it. And there are a lot more kids than I remember.
Fresh water and medicine means that the children have fewer diseases. And the well has served another purpose, too. We've been able to use it as a picture of living water. Just as having pure water has kept the children healthy physically, so the living water of Christ saves them spiritually.
That's a wonderful illustration.
So, are you ready? The village is anxious for the ceremony.
Ceremony?
The people have come from all around. It will be a special celebration as we receive the word of God.
Well then, let's not keep them waiting.
Brothers and sisters of Tinjil, I'm so happy to give this gift to you. Basu, I present to you and your people the Word of God.
Thank you, Jason. May we read it daily and abide by its words. Labo, I present to you the Word of God.
Thank you, Basu.
I've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah, Jeff told me about similar ceremonies in other villages when Bibles first arrived.
Thank you, Labo.
I'm just glad we get to be a part of it here. So, since Basu was the first Christian in the tribe, he takes a Bible, and then he passes it to the other elders, who then pass it to the group of younger people.
Who pass it to the kids?
Right. It symbolizes the Word of God passing from generation to generation.
The chain is now complete. All of you have witnessed this day.
Basu!
Oh, Cain, you have come after all.
I had to see for myself if you would really do this terrible thing to our tribe.
Terrible thing?
Jason, wait. This is Cain.
Hello?
Hi.
The books are evil, as are those who read them. You must be stopped, Basu.
Cain clings to the old ways.
Don't make light of our traditions, Basu. The spirits are upset by what you're doing here.
It's a new day in Tinjil. The spirits are the past. You must see that.
They still have great power.
You often talk of their power, but we've never seen it.
I'll have to remind you. Everyone, hear me.
What are you doing?
You should know better than to challenge the spirits, Basu. People of Tinjil, you have been led astray by these Christians. I know of true power, and it doesn't come from the God of Basu or these outsiders. Since you doubt the existence of the spirits, you leave me no choice but to arouse their anger. I will say the secret initiation words out loud.
Cain, no!
Silence! Ipere Aigarak!
Cain, stop!
E beno wa ambi nigigi nogo! Naga gerik! Wonak a ap nogo! You will never doubt the spirits again. When your crops fail and sickness falls upon your children, you will understand that they must not be defied. But the worst judgment of all will be for those who brought these horrible books among us.
I don't know what to do. This could be dangerous.
Why? You don't believe in the spirits, do you?
No. But many in the village are new believers in Christ. If anything bad were to happen, they may think it's because the spirits are at work. They might even say that the storm coming this way is an expression of their power.
What if nothing bad happens? Is Cain the kind of man who would use his machete to make people listen? I mean, would he try to carry out judgment himself?
I've never known Cain to be violent. Then again, he's desperate. Who knows what he's capable of?
That?
It sounded close.
Someone's inside. Get up.
I can't see a thing. Where's the lamp?
Right here.
Hello? Who's there? Oh, is that Cain?
It looks like he fell on his machete. He's unconscious. Dad, put pressure on the wound while I check his airway.
Right. His breathing is pretty labored.
We need something to stop the bleeding.
I'll get blankets.
Thanks. It sounds like he punctured a lung. There could be internal bleeding, too.
What was he doing here?
You're asking me? My first guess is that he was breaking in to attack us.
I don't think he injured himself breaking in. Here are the blankets, Jason.
Thanks, Basu. Now, why do you say that?
Look around you. This room has been damaged. He must have done this, then failed trying to get back out. Is he going to die?
Well, he might if we don't get him to a hospital soon.
Now, we better call Jeff.
Where's the radio?
It's right over... Oh, no.
What?
The radio's pretty much destroyed. Cain is nothing if not thorough.
Oh, great. You think you can fix it, Dad?
Well, maybe. Do you have any spare parts, Basu?
No, nothing. Jeff usually fixes it for us when he comes.
Well, without parts, there's nothing I can do for it.
Kian was always suspicious of the radio. He said it brought outsiders to us.
Yeah, and it brought the Bibles.
When is Jeff coming back?
Not for 2 weeks.
Kian won't last that long. We've got to get help. I saw another airstrip on the way here. To the south, I think.
Yes, that's near the village of Lido. They also have a radio. But it's at least a day's walk from here.
It's Kian's only chance. I'll go and radio for help.
You mean we'll go?
No, Dad, you don't need to come.
No, it's too dangerous for you to hike through the jungle by yourself, Jason, especially at night. I'm coming along.
All right, fine. Then let's get Kian stabilized and get out of here.
You've done everything you can for him, Jason. We better get going.
We've got a problem.
What now?
I was checking around the village to see if anyone knew what Kian had been up to. No one did. But I saw that the hill at the edge of the village has washed away.
Oh.
All the rain caused a landslide.
Was anyone hurt?
Thank the Lord, no. But the airstrip's covered in deep mud. There's no way Jeff can land there. And no way to clear it anytime soon.
Great.
Could we get Kian to the other village? Maybe make a stretcher with blankets and some tree limbs.
Yeah.
Well, with enough people, we could do that.
I thought of that, but no one will help us.
What?
Why not?
They're afraid. Kian spoke of judgment when he said the secret words. The people think this could be vengeance from the spirits against him.
I see.
Let me talk to them.
It will do no good, Jason. Some believe that we defy the spirits by helping him. I have to wonder myself.
What do you mean?
Kian spoke against the Christian God. For all we know, this is God's judgment on him.
I don't believe God works that way.
How can you be sure? He judged the enemies of Israel in the Old Testament.
Yes, but in the New Testament, Jesus told us to love our enemies and to show mercy and compassion. In the same way he showed love, mercy, and compassion to us. We'd be wrong not to do all we can for Kian.
I've heard it said, but I've never seen it done. Not like this.
Basu, the two of us can't carry him. Maybe with three.
I will do it.
All right, well then let's make the stretcher and get out of here. Come on, let's go.
Okay.
How are you doing, Jason?
Well, as can be expected when I'm carrying a heavy man through a wet jungle in the middle of the night, surrounded by mosquitoes the size of pigeons.
Maybe we should rest for a few minutes.
Yes, please. Oh, we can put him down here.
Good.
How is his breathing?
About the same as before.
Are you okay, Dad?
Now, just a little winded.
Did you take your malaria pills tonight? In the confusion earlier, I forgot to take mine.
So did I. Where's the medical bag?
Oh, here.
Thanks.
So what do you think, Basu? How far do we have to go?
I have not traveled this way in years.
But you're sure we're going in the right direction, though, right?
I thought you were sure.
Uh-oh.
We're following the correct compass bearing on the map.
Jason, the pill bottle's empty.
Oh, great. Is there any bug repellent left?
We used the last of it miles ago.
That's not good. The last thing we need is to get bit and wind up in the hospital with malaria like Jody.
We'll just have to swat the mosquitoes away before they bite us.
Yeah, like trying to stay dry in an ocean. Remind me to increase my powerlifting when I get home. I am not in shape for this.
Shine your headlamp ahead. Do you see the canyon in front of us?
I don't remember a canyon on the map.
Hold on. Set Kian down.
All right.
You know, we've got to be off course.
Where's the map?
The pocket of the medicine bag.
I'm gonna climb to the top of one of these trees to get a better fix on our position.
Watch out for pythons. They like to hide in these trees.
Very funny. You're joking, right?
They aren't poisonous, I don't think.
Oh, you're such an encourager. All right, back in a minute.
Your son is a brave man.
Yes, and a bit reckless.
And that. Kayin looks worse to me.
His breathing is very shallow. I'm not sure how much longer he can last without medical help. He's lost a lot of blood.
Dad, Basu!
Yes, Jason?
Huh? I see the other village. I think we're only a couple hours away.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Come down now.
Coming down. You're as bad as my mother used to... Oh, oh. Whoa, whoa, look out!
Move, Basu! Jason!
Remind me to lose weight when I get home. Please help me up.
Give me your hand.
Ow, ow, ow. Whoa, whoa, stop.
Where does it hurt?
My foot. Ouch. I'm so sorry, guys.
Oh, your ankle's already purple. Does it hurt here?
Yeah, right there.
Looks like you may have broken a bone in your ankle. See that bump here?
That's what I get for showing off.
Yeah, well, put your arm around my shoulder.
Nice try, Dad. There's no way we can get through the jungle with you as my crutch.
Then lay on the stretcher with Kayin. We'll carry you both.
Right.
What? No way. Three of us carrying Kayin alone was hard enough.
Then what can we do?
It's obvious. I'll stay here with Kayin while you two go to the village. Call for help and then come back for us.
I don't like the idea of leaving you here.
Well, you have no choice. You'll be able to get there a lot faster without carrying the two of us.
But Jason,
Dad, you can argue, or you can hurry. Look, I've been alone in the jungle before. I'll be fine. Take my compass, go southeast on this bearing. You'll be there in no time.
Come on, Wheat. Let's go. We'll be back as soon as we can.
All right.
Godspeed. And don't forget to come back! And Lord, help me to stay conscious, please. Get my dad and Basu to the village safely. And... Kayin?
What's happening? Where am I?
Whoa, take it easy.
You, the Bible man.
Calm down.
What have you done to me?
You fell trying to get out of our hut. We're trying to get you to a doctor.
You're taking me prisoner to your god.
No, that's ridiculous.
I'm leaving.
You're not going anywhere. And neither am I.
What is wrong with you?
Well, that's a long story. But I guess we've got time.
We should have gotten to the village by now. Are we lost?
We're following the bearing Jason gave me. It's just taking longer than he thought it would. He always did underestimate how much time things take.
Maybe he was wrong. Maybe the moonlight played tricks on him.
Wait. Through those trees. Do you see it?
Is that a flag?
It's a windsock for an airstrip. Come on.
Yeah, and so we've been carrying you to another airstrip. We would have been there by now if I hadn't fallen out of that tree.
I don't believe you.
Oh? Well, then why do you think we're out here in the middle of the jungle with bat-sized mosquitoes swarming around us?
But why would you and your father risk your lives to help me?
Because we weren't going to let you die.
I would have let you die.
Well, maybe. That doesn't matter. You know, there was a point in my life that I might have done the same to you. But God changed my heart.
Why do you hold your chest? I thought you broke your ankle.
Well, maybe I did more damage than I thought.
Perhaps it's malaria. If you could not take your pills.
I only missed a couple of doses. And I wouldn't feel the effects for days anyway. Wait a minute. How do you know about my pills?
You said they were gone.
No, I didn't. Kayin, did you do something with our pills?
Yes.
Why?
To make you sick. Like the woman.
Like Jody? You took Jody's pills?
She was against the spirits. She turned the tribe away from them. No peers, no Christian woman. But she had a radio and escaped on the plane.
And that's why you broke our radio. So we couldn't call for help when we got sick.
You could not run away from the spirits.
Why are you stopping? The village is this way.
Oh, no. This is the call box. The radio should be inside. I just hope the station's still active. Hello? MAF Dispatch. This is John Avery Whitaker. I need immediate assistance.
This is Dispatch. Give me your location, please.
This is call box 80920. I need to speak to Jeff Lewis right away.
What are you going to do?
You mean aside from sitting here and waiting?
I told you I want you dead. You and your father and that woman. What will you do about it?
I'm doing it. I'm forgiving you.
Forgiving me? I have not told you I was sorry.
That's all right. I forgive you anyway. Something's wrong.
You are very pale.
I might have hit my head. I don't know. But I need to stay awake. And you too. It wouldn't be smart for either of us to fall asleep. Let's just keep talking about anything. I don't care.
What kind of God tells his people to forgive those who would kill them?
That's a really good question. Let me explain to you about Jesus.
I'll be there within an hour. Hang tight, okay, Whit?
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Cole!
Yeah?
Grab as many people as you can. We've got a rescue and a medevac.
So, as followers of Jesus, we aren't just servants, but companions. Friends.
Friends? With a God?
Yes. Actually, we're more than that. He wants us to be his children.
I don't understand. The spirits want slaves, not friends.
Well, maybe it's time to rethink who you follow. What's that?
What?
I thought I heard something. No, there, someone's coming. Over here! Do you see them?
It's your father, and Basu, and others. Over here!
There you are.
It seems your God has chosen to save you.
And you, Cain?
Perhaps.
Whit.
Oh, hey, Jeff. Thanks for coming.
Sorry I couldn't visit sooner, but I knew you were in capable hands.
Well, we certainly are. The doctors here have been great.
Where's Jason?
He's with Cain in the next room. Cain has a lot of questions.
How are they doing? Their injuries, I mean.
Well, they removed Cain's chest tube today. Pretty amazing, considering how bad that puncture wound was.
What about Jason?
He ruptured his spleen in the fall, so he had to have surgery. He's recovering well enough from that, but he's not happy about being off his feet for a few months while his talus bone heals.
That sounds like the Jason I know.
Oh, did I hear my name?
Hi, Jason.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Oh, well, now, you shouldn't be wheeling yourself around, son.
Well, I'm not going to make you push me around. And the nurses are telling me to keep moving.
Well, I don't think that wheelchair races are what they had in mind.
So what's the news from Tinjil? Is the runway repaired?
Not yet. We're working on it. We flew some construction supplies to the strip at Lido and took them through the jungle.
How are the people in Tinjil?
Well, in spite of Cain calling out those secret words, the people and the crops are healthy. No outbreaks of disease or famine. And they know that any mischief was caused by Cain himself, so they've decided that his spirits have no real power.
Ah.
They want to see both of you again.
Hmm. What about Cain? Will they allow him to return?
I don't know. You might have to convince them.
Well, maybe when they see his change of heart, they'll give him another chance.
Meanwhile, we've spoken to another missionary who said he'd love to come and disciple the tribe.
Well, there you go. A happy ending all around.
Well, more like a happy beginning.
Right. There's a lot more work to do here.
Now, I keep thinking about that ceremony. Just like the people of Tinjil pass the Bible from generation to generation, we have to pass on what it means to be disciples of Jesus.
And shine a light for people like Cain, who still live in darkness.
Jesus gave his disciples the Great Commission, which says, "Go and make disciples of all nations." Being disciples of Jesus means making more disciples. God wants us to tell people everywhere about him. That may be a villager in a country far away, a friend at school, or even your brother or sister or aunt or uncle. Everyone needs to know about Jesus, and as his disciples, we're the ones that God sends to tell them. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. To the Ends of the Earth, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written and directed by Nathan Hubler, with sound design by Jonathan Crow and music by John Campbell. Our cast included Townsend Coleman, Andre Stoica, Dave Fenoy, Eric Basocha, and Gary Reed. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.